In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will be revealed that James Comey forgot to tell us at his hearing on Thursday. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, who believes every home is more than just a house. With over 20 years of reviews for hiring local pros, Angie's List is committed to making every homeowner a little smarter. More at angieslist.com. Home is where our heart is. Audible, dedicated to being a source for immersive storytelling experiences featuring celebrity performances and original content. Membership information and more is at audible.com. And visit St. Pete Clearwater with miles of white sand beaches and Florida's Gulf Coast and cultural attractions including St. Pete's Dolly Museum and Museum of Fine Arts, 90 minutes west of Orlando at visitstpeteclearwater.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Lane Gerbig. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernboss and Jennifer Mills. Special thanks to Revival Food Hall in downtown Chicago for feeding us. Technical directions from Lorna White. Her CFO is Anne Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what did Jim Comey forget to tell us? Faith Salen.
He forgot to tell us that when Trump said, quote, "I hope you can see your way to letting this go," Trump really wasn't talking about Mike Flynn. It was during a handshake, and he was daring Comey to try to release himself from Trump's tiny hand.
Tracy Clayton.
Yes. He neglected to tell us what Trump's hair is actually made of. Turns out that it's 5% actual hair, 45% polyester, and the rest, surprisingly, is fish scales.
And Paula Poundstone.
I don't know. That when they were in the green room eating dinner by themselves, Putin was one of the people serving the food.
Well, if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Faith Salen, Paula Poundstone, and a big welcome and thank you to Tracy Clayton. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week in Detroit. This is NPR.